Welcome, everybody, to Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. This is Paymama Tahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and the host for this weekly program. Apple device, Apple hearing thing. Folks, tonight I'm going to share with you second part of a several-part series on income tax fraud. How no law requires the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. If you have not been to Freedom Law School's website, you want to do so at livefreenow.org. That's livefreenow.org. Because Freedom Law School, folks, was founded in 1996 to educate and empower the average American like you to live free of oppressive taxation and control. And the way I've done that, folks, is by educating you, number one, giving you the facts, giving you the law, let you read the law for yourself. It's in plain English. And then follow the law. In fact, one of the things I always say is for you to not to believe me, the government, or anybody else on the internet. You have to be able to verify the law for yourself by plainly reading it. And as I've covered this before, folks, with internet now, the law is literally at your fingertips on the internet. You can look it up by typing that code section of the law that has what you are looking for and read it for yourself. It is no longer a mystery that only the lawyers and judges who have access to a law library can see those things. It's no longer the case anymore. Anybody, including you, can look up and read the law for yourself and understand it. And what I'm saying, folks, is that we've been duped for too long. We have been lied to you for too long. And it's our ignorance that has been the cause of our problems. Once you have knowledge, seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free, is really, in my opinion, a true statement. Because it's our ignorance that really is the root cause of all this. How do we let our public servants take control so badly of us? The way it happened is by our ignorance, not knowing about the U.S. Constitution, not knowing about the law, not knowing about our rights. So you'll be quite amazed tonight, because what I'm going to do, I'm going to show you some definitions from the IRS code, the Internal Revenue Code, okay? The IRS, folks, has a book called the Internal Revenue Code, and that category are Title 26 of the federal laws of the United States. There's different categories. Category 26 or Title 26 is the United States Code of Internal Revenue Code. It deals with taxes. So get your tablet, computer, personal computer, smartphone, tablet out, folks. We're going to go searching on the internet, folks, looking at these issue of withholding. I'm going to show you. Nobody can hear me at all?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Should I take this out?
Yeah. Is that you?
Yes, it's on.
I got it.
Okay, plug it back in, please. Should I start? Is it broadcasting or what? Should I start from the very beginning again, talk again?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so we have to edit the live.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Did you get here? Can you hear me? No, okay. Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. This is Peyman Mutahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School. And, folks, I'm going to show you tonight the second part in a multi-part series exposing the income tax fraud to you. Folks, I founded Freedom Law School in 1996 to educate and empower you, the average, ordinary American, about the law and your rights, enabling you to look and verify the law for yourself on how to live free. Because I tell you, folks, don't believe me, the government, or anybody else out there. Look up and read the law for yourself. One of the things I will do for you now and always is to have you read the law for yourself. We're going to go read the law tonight from Congress's own website, the House of Representatives, to show you the income tax, the fraud. This is the second way. Tonight, I'm going to show you income tax, the fraud. Last week, folks, on the previous Freedom Hour session, I showed you how income tax fraud exists. It's a fraud. No law requires you, the average American, to file up income tax. By showing you Section 61 of the IRS code that defines gross income, how wages and salaries are not listed in there. That's right. Your wages and salaries are not listed in there as a gross income item from which you get taxable income. Okay, so you want to listen to last Freedom Hour show if you missed that, because that's a good beginning part for you to start listening to. But tonight I'm going to show you how you as an American are not required to have any money stolen from your paycheck. If you're a salaried person or an employee, no law requires your boss, your company owner, to steal any money out of your paycheck, otherwise called withholding of tax. Therefore, you are not required to have a W-4 form filled out at your job to allow the company you work for, your employer, to steal money out of your paycheck, send it to the IRS so that by next year, April 15th, you have to fill out a 1040 income tax confession form to get some of that stolen money back. We will be looking for the laws for ourselves on the internet. We will go to the House of Representatives website, the United States House of Representatives, the lawmakers, the people that are supposed to represent us in government and write the laws. We're going to look up the laws that they write. So, folks, hang in there with me. We're going to go to my computer. And you're going to follow my computer. You're going to want to follow on your computer as well, folks, okay, these things. Because when you see how amazing this stuff is, it'll blow you out. I'm like, because that's going to be unbelievable for you, what you're reading. But what you're going to see is the truth. First of all, I want you not to use Google as much as possible for internet search engines. Google spies on you. They are owned by enemy of the American people. They track you. So I prefer another search engine called DuckDuckGo.com. It's a good private search engine, which gets you pretty good results. Many pages use startpage.com, which is a terrible search engine. Does not do a good job, even though it's privacy-oriented. Use duckduckgo.com if you want to do private searches. Even though what we're doing right now is not a big deal, just as a note, because that's one of the things we're trying to handle, is the fact that we want to get our privacy, get our rights back. So let me, folks, take a short little break. I got to take a little one little technical issue here. Oh, we got it handled here. Very good. And you guys going to go on the search with me, folks, on here. Okay, on looking on the internet. So get your computer out, get your browser out, okay? And on your search, we're gonna search these sections, okay? Okay, right now. So you're on the Now look at the camera, folks. You see duckduckgo.com, okay? So we're going to type in 26 space USC space 7701, section 7701. So what this is, you see in front of you, is this is category or title 26 of United States Code, federal laws, section 7701. Okay. Now, if you just hit enter on this, you will get the version very likely of Cornell Law School. I don't want you to get that one. I want you to get the official version printed by U.S. government. To do that, you put space and add house.gov to that at the end. Okay. And then hit enter, house.gov. And this will give you the version of the law from the United States House of Representatives. Okay, and you see it right here on your screen. It just came up. Okay, the first thing, the result, 26 USC 7701. On the bottom, you see uscode.house.gov and then the code section. So put your mouse on that search result, right click on your mouse, and open that link in a new tab. Result will come up. Folks, I'm going to zoom on this a little bit more on my screen so you can see this thing better. If the print is much bigger. Right now, okay, here we go. So you see the top left of the page, 26 USC 7701. I'm going to scroll down from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, right? And let's go scroll down to definitions. Ah, there it is, 7701 definitions, okay? And it says 7701A, when used in this title, that's Title 26, the Internal Revenue Laws, the tax laws of the federal government, okay, were not otherwise distinctly expressed or manifestly incompatible with the intent thereof, basically, unless it's shown otherwise, it is what it is. Person means this. Person shall be construed to mean and include a trust, estate, partnership, association, company, or corporation. See, it's everything is defined. The term person is not taken for granted. Is specifically defined. Let's go down, scroll down. 7701A1 was person. Let's go down some more. You see, for example, the term foreign and domestic, four and five are defined. Four domestic, five foreign, specifically defined. Okay, scroll down to number nine. The term United States is defined. The term 10 state is defined. Very specific definitions. 11, Secretary of the Treasury. Okay, A and B, Secretary of Treasury and a Secretary are two different things. Yes, specific definition. Okay, delegate is number 12. Okay, scroll down to go number 17. Can you believe the term husband and wife? Such an obvious thing that you think you all know, folks. You know, it's actually specifically defined. I'm going to make it bigger for you guys to see it, okay? Here's number 17. Husband and wife. You take that for granted. What's a husband? What's a wife? Duh. Right? Guess what? It's defined very specifically. So things in a law are very specifically defined. In fact, let me have the IRS code book physically. I want to show everybody. I'm going to show you folks what the IRS code book looks like. I showed it last week. If physical, the orange one over there would be fine. The IRS code book, yeah, that's the one. I'll take, let me have that one. Folks, the government takes the time to specify things in very detailed manner. This is my second copy of the Internal Revenue Code. Can you all see that on the camera? Can you put me back on the camera with the book, please? Folks, if you look at this Internal Revenue Code I'm holding in my hand, this thing is over about 10,000 sections and up over 100,000 subsections. You see, it's toilet paper thin. Tiny font. Look how tiny that this is. Okay? So the Congress has the patience to write very voluminous, detailed, long, to the last detailed minutia defining things. So there's a reason why I define things the way they do, because that's their Congress's will. So, we're going to get back to the screen now, okay? and follow 16 withholding agents. Okay, so if you go down, you see withholding agent. The term withholding agent means any person required to deduct and withhold any tax under the provisions of Section 1441, 1442, 1443, or 1461. Well, look at that, the term withholding agent. Well, who is a withholding agent? Obviously someone who's supposed to withhold money or take money out of someone else's paycheck or money. Very simply and clearly laid out. So, naturally you think here, Section 1441, 42, 43, or 61 has to be one of those laws that requires your employer to steal and withhold money from your paycheck and send it to Uncle Sam, right? Well, let's go see. Let's go see what these laws says, folks. It's specifically defined in there. We covered that before, Baba, last week, but I'll cover it again later tonight. There's no taxes by implication or by implying. It's got to be specifically listed, okay, in the code. So let's go another tab. We're going to bring on a computer, okay? We're going to look up these sections. Type in with me, 26 space, USC space, 1441 space. Now we're going to put house.gov. So we get the House of Representatives website, right? Let me make that bigger for you guys to see that, what I typed in, folks, okay? Okay. So let me make it a little bit smaller for you guys first. Okay. So let's do it again on the search. I'll do it one more time for you guys to see. Clearly, I want you to see it nice and big, what it is. Okay. 26 space USC space 1441 space house.gov and then push enter. And here it comes up. 26 USC 1441 withholding of tax on non-resident aliens. Whoa, that's interesting from the get-go. Withholding of tax, we were expecting a fine, but on non-resident alien? What's a non-resident alien? Well, an alien is a foreigner, obviously, someone from Japan, England, India, Russia, China, right? And non-resident means someone who does not live here. Resident is someone that lives here. But a non-resident does not live here. So if you have someone from China or England or Japan who resides or lives in America, that's a resident alien. A non-resident alien is a foreigner that lives in their own foreign country, England or Germany or France, you know, and so their money is going to be withheld. So let's see what it says here. Let's go on here, put your mouse on this link, right click on that and open that link in a new tab. When it comes up, you see on the top left of the page, here we go, it shows again 26 USC 1441 withholding of tax on non-resident aliens, okay? Remember, this is the House of Representatives website. Internal Revenue Code, let's scroll down. Here we go, withholding of tax on non-resident aliens. Now, folks, let me tell you something. Legally speaking, these headings of the code sections don't mean anything. Technically, they don't mean anything. Although 99.99% of the time, they're all correct and about the subject that they relate to. So that tells you this section is about taking money from a non-resident alien, someone who's not an American citizen, you know, and doesn't live here, but has money coming to him from the United States, some of that money got to be taken by whoever's paying them before the money goes outside of the United States forever, never to come back or be seen or taxed again. That's why you have to withhold, steal from the paycheck of the foreigner before he takes off with the money and never pays the taxes. So let's go read that a little bit slowly. Okay, now I'm going to get rid of some of this stuff sometimes, languages, which is superfluous or extra. It's not necessary to cut to the complex wording that they add unnecessarily, in my opinion. But there it is. So it says, except as otherwise provided in subsection C, which doesn't apply here, all persons in whatever capacity acting, okay, let's keep all that stuff, in any capacity, okay, the parenthesis part we can get rid of. Doesn't matter, it says all persons. Having, let's go to the third line, having the control, receipt, custody, disposal or payment of any items of income. Okay? Any item of income, folks. In subsection B, okay, let's skip to that parenthesis part again. Of any non-resident alien individual, okay, or foreign parentship shall. I highlighted that part for you. See? Basically, anybody has any money of any non-resident alien individual or any foreign partnership shall, right, deduct and withhold from such item a tax equal to 30% thereof. There it is, folks. If you are a foreigner, not an American, have money from coming to you from the United States, we're going to take money out of your paycheck. 30%. Okay? So, here it is. Items of income. Okay? They talk about what? Dividends, rent, salaries, wages, premiums, annuities, compensations, remunerations, emoluments, or other fixed or determined annual or periodical gains, profits, and income gains. Right? Describing other sections. Right? Now, look at this. Notice here the words rent, dividends, rent, salaries, and wages are listed. Last week, we had IRS Code Section 61, and the word wages and salaries were not listed there. Here we have the word compensations listed here. Compensations, right? But and salaries and wages are listed separately. Separate item. Look at that. Compare. So when Congress uses the word compensations, and they don't mention salaries or wages, it's for good reason. It is because Congress knew that salary and wages and compensations are different things. Okay? So this supports what we talked about last week about Section 61. The IRS Code does not list salaries and wages. So this thing, folks, is such a circle of lies and deception. It's truly satanic, in my opinion, you know, how to deceive you. So, well, Section 1441, this was not helpful, folks, to find a law that requires your employer, the company you work for, to steal money from your paycheck as an American. Let's go look up the other section, okay? We looked up Section 1441. Okay, what was the other section first? Let's go back. It was sections 1442, right? Let's go this time and look up Section 1442. Change 1441 on your previous search to 1442. That's all you got to do. Change that one number from 1441 to 1442. Everything else is on your search engine ready to go. Hit enter. Comes 1442. Withholding of tax on foreign corporations. The label, again, doesn't mean anything, but let's go look at the law for ourselves. Put your mouse on that answer, what came up. Right-click on that and open that link in a new tab. And we go to Section 1442. There it is again. Withholding of tax on foreign corporations. They all show up. And we go down, scroll down to withholding tax, that's foreign. Corporations. Well, as an American citizen, you are neither a corporation nor are you a foreigner. So that clearly doesn't cover you. But let's just go quickly read through this also. Okay? So what does it say? In case of foreign corporations subject to taxation under this subtitle, they shall be deducted and withheld at the source in the same manner and on the same items of income as is provided in section 1441, the last one we just said. We just read 1441, right? A tax equal to 30% thereof. Okay? There it is. Same way, folks. What we just read about section 1441, about non-resident aliens having their money withheld, stolen, given to U.S. government before they take off with it for tax. Same thing goes for a foreign corporation. It says it right there. So obviously this is not the law that requires the average American like you to have withholding from your paycheck. Let's go look up section 1443, the third section we looked up. We go back to the previous page of our search, change 1442 to 1443, and hit enter. Let's search that now. Here we go. 1443 came up. This time it's foreign tax exempt organizations. Let's check that out. Put your mouse on that, right click on that, and open that link in a new tab. 1443. Well, we know you're not a foreign tax exempt organization, but to be sure, folks, we're going to look it up. Let's see. Here it is. Let's scroll down again. Same thing. Foreign tax exempt organizations. What does it say here? Reading this one? A. Okay. In case of income of a foreign organization subject to the tax imposed by Section 511, this chapter should apply to income includable under Section 512. In computing its unrelated business taxable income, but only to such extent and subject to such conditions as may be provided under regulations prescribed by the Secretary. Well, gee, whatever that says, we wouldn't have to argue about that, okay? But the bottom line is, it's clear this is about income about the foreign organization. By the way, folks, if you think I'm taking this out of context, go read the rest of these sections. I didn't go through the rest of the sections of 1441, 42, 43, okay? But you at home, you take yourself, go through. This is 1443, okay? This is 1441. You're welcome to go through, read through the rest of that subsection. It doesn't matter. It's not about an American. It's about non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, and foreign tax-exempt organizations. Those are people and organizations that the money they receive in America is subject to withholding. So let's go look up one last section. Remember the last section was section 1461. Remember, these are four code sections. The last one is 1461. I'll look that up now. Maybe. Just maybe. That could be the code section that requires your boss, your company, to take your money out of your paycheck and give it to Uncle Sam. Let's see. Bring your search page again. Change 1443 to 1461. That's it. And hit enter. Result comes back. Oh! Look at that. 1461 is about liability for tax, for withheld tax. Somebody who's withheld the tax already from another person's check, that person's liable to pay the tax to Uncle Sam. They have to Give it to Uncle Sam. It's not their money. It's Uncle Sam's money. So you take the money, person A, the non-resident alien, for example, you take it. You have to give it to Uncle Sam. That's what the law says. Well, let's see. Let's go see if I'm right about this, okay? Put your mouse on this, right-click on that, and open that link in a new tab. Here it comes up, Section 1461, liability for tax, for withheld tax. Let's go down to read it, and it says what? Very short section. I like this one. Every person required to deduct and withhold any tax under this chapter. Oh, that's right. The ones we just read. 1441, 1442, and 43. Those are this chapter. This is the same chapter as this, folks. Is hereby made liable for such tax and is hereby indemnified against the claims and demands of any person for the amount of any payment made in accordance with the provisions of this chapter. In other words, not only the third party who took the money from the foreign corporation, foreign tax exempt organization, or foreign non-resident alien, they gotta give the money to Uncle Sam, but nobody can sue this person who withheld the money to give it to Uncle Sam. They cannot sue that person. That person is indemnified, protected from lawsuit. That's what that says. So, folks, here it is. In plain English, the law requiring tax on foreigners. It's very specifically laid out. All foreign entities. And I challenge anybody, including any IRS spies and U.S. Department of Injustice spies who are watching this video right now, try to spy on me, to show me the law that has language like this clearly shows average American got to file up income tax. There is simply no such thing. You will not find any section in the entire Internal Revenue Code. Look at it, folks. Look at the Internal Revenue Code. This whole thick book, right? Let's go down the camera. The Internal Revenue Code. You will not find any place in here, in this tomb, that requires withholding from the wages or salaries of the average American. The whole thing is a big lie. The fraud of the deep state, of the IRS, U.S. Department of Injustice, and the crooked judges who have joined the deep state, who committed treason against the American people, who are destroying the oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution, stepping on that oath. They're taking a new oath instead. They all take an invisible oath by selling their soul to Satan to enslave the American people like you. Because to them, their God is government, and the God needs sacrifices. The sacrifice is your labor, your money. That's the true oath they take, because they say, without money, the government would not be there. No money for protecting us from criminals, for protecting us from murderers, from foreign countries, you know, for terrorists. That's what they say. Without tax money, income tax, the whole system will fall apart. That is their religion. That is their God. Not the law that you see passed by Congress of the United States. Not the oath that took to uphold the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. These people in the deep state of the IRS, the Department of Injustice, and the crooked judges are doing this because they have this mentality, this soul to soul. And you bring up the Constitution to them, they want to just throw you out. Because they don't want to see this. They want, you want to bring the law, they don't want to hear about the law in the court. Judge Dawson in Irvin Schiff's trial told Irvin Schiff, I will not have the law in my court or the Constitution. The law is whatever I say. Literally, that's what he said. Watch the movie America Freedom to Fascism on our website at livefreenow.org. And it shows that to you. It's on our website. You'll see that. So let's go to one more thing, folks. I want to make it very clear that no law requires you to file income tax. Let's go on our search. Let's go back on our computer again, folks, and we're going to look up the case of Gold versus Gold. G-O-U-L-D, V period, which stands for versus. V period, Gold. G-O-U-L-D. Folks, this is my favorite, hit enter, favorite U.S. Supreme Court case of all time. Because it's so simple, so short, so to the point. Look at the result. You get a result from FindLaw. It's a search engine that provides court cases like U.S. Supreme Court cases for free. You also find from Supreme de Justicia. Okay, either one of them is good. You know. Let's go to, for example, FindLaw.com. Okay, put your mouse on that result, right-click on it, and open that link in a new tab. Gold versus Gold. Okay, I'm going to make it a little bigger, folks. This print on this is a little small. Okay. So easier for you guys to read. Here it is. United States Supreme Court. Okay. Gold versus Gold in 1917 case. I just highlighted for you in blue. You see that. Okay. This is a 101-year-old court case. Okay. And it was decided in November 17, 1917. And it says, Justice Reynolds delivered the opinion of the court, which means the unanimous decision of the court. Unanimous. You know, there's 9 U.S. Supreme Court justices. Sometimes they disagree. The vote is 7-2, 8-1, 6-3, 5-4. They disagree. The judges disagree with each other. But in a few cases, the judges agree. All of them. All 9 of them. So they have a unanimous, united opinion and vote and decision on what the law is. So this is one of those rare cases. They all agree. We're going to scroll down and read the unanimous portion of Supreme Court decisions. Okay? So here it is, folks. The relevant part of it I just brought up for you. It says this. Here we go. Let's try one more time. In the interpretation of statutes, levying taxes, which means we want to interpret the meaning of statutes, which is laws. Levying, which is imposing taxes. So to interpret laws that impose taxes, okay, it is established rule. Established, that means well-known rule. It's, well settled. It's not a question or a second opinion about it. It's only one opinion. Well known. Not to extend the provisions by implication. In other words, you cannot imply, oh, yeah, of course the average American is subject to the income tax because every job I go to, my employers require you to fill out a W-4 form to withhold your paycheck. It must be. Otherwise, why do all employees across America are doing it? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if all the employers in America have been cowed and pressured and bullied by the IRS deep state management and the U.S. Department of Injustice deep state management and the double crooked treasonous judges who protect them to impose the withholding on the American people. For 70 years plus, they've done that. Over 70 years. It doesn't matter. There's no law by implication. It doesn't imply or mean that American people are subject to the income tax we just showed you. So an interpretation of statutes levying taxes, it is established rule not to extend their provisions by implication beyond the clear import of the language used. If it's not in the language used, it's not in there. It's not covered. It doesn't cover you. It's got to be clearly in the language. It's not implied. Or to enlarge the operations still has to embrace matters not specifically pointed out. Something that's on there, not on there, folks, you cannot imply it. It's not there. Okay? Folks, if you have questions, I know you have questions, by the way, call area code 657-383-1755, and I will answer your questions. So remember, you can get your questions answered, but the call number is 657-383-1755. So you cannot assume that the tax law includes things that are specifically pointed out. Here it is, folks. Matters not specifically pointed out. You see that? If something is not specifically pointed out, it's not taxed. And you see it here. There's no law for the average American, only for foreigners and foreign entities. Now, here's the best part yet to come. In case of doubt, they are construed or interpreted most strongly against the government and in favor of the citizen. Wow. So if there's any doubt, folks, you're not sure, well, it maybe could be read this way, maybe it could be read the other way. It's not very clear. It's not very, you know, I'm not sure. Most strongly, you have to interpret it against the government. Government does not have that power. And the courts have to rule in favor of you, the citizen, that the government does not have the taxing power, because it's not specifically pointed out. There's no taxes by implication. Even if we've done it for 70 years plus in America, folks, since 1942, when the withholding started on American people's paycheck. So, folks, there it is. I cover the topic for tonight. The heart of the income tax in America is the average wage earners or side person withholding from their paycheck, stealing from their paycheck. Now you're forced to file a 1040 income tax confession form to hopefully get some of that money that was stolen back. Well, there was no law imposing on average Americans' wages and salaries. And no law allowed the company you work for to steal your money in the first place either. So now we're going to go to your questions, folks. The call number is 657-383-1755. Now I will help you with any of your questions you have about any freedom issues you're experiencing with the IRS, state income tax agency, or any other government agencies of any kind. However, I would like you to focus, if you can, start with questions about what we just read about the topic. Income tax is a fraud. Now, I'll focus on the wage earner or salary person, but let me tell you, if you're an American and you make your money from commissions, having your own business of any kind, that's your labor just as much as a wage earner or salaried person has, you know, their labor. Your labor is protected too. It's not subject to income tax. But to show that, it's going to take a little bit more complex search through the laws, which we'll have to do another time for you. Tonight, I'm trying to give you another key piece of the puzzle to show you you've been lied to, folks. Now do you understand how this relates to what's going on right now in America with Hillary Clinton and President Donald Trump? Very much connected. You know how it's connected? I'll tell you how it's connected. Hillary Clinton deliberately set up an email server in her house so that all her official emails, top secret, most classified, highest classified, national secret emails, communications, instead of being government files, secure government files, come to her home in a homemade server. So there's no record of any government files. So no one knows what she's doing, what she's up to. Of course, she was using the Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, to have foreigners give donations to this phony Clinton Foundation to see Hillary Clinton or get favors from her. And then Hillary Clinton, this foundation money was used to pay for funneling money through other sources to Hillary Clinton getting elected president, which she did. She used much of that money funneled it into buy the Democratic Party. She actually bought the Democratic Party, which was broke. This all, by the way, came out in the news. All this. Democratic Party was broke. Donna Brazil, former head of the Democratic National Committee, wrote a book about this. And the Democratic National Committee, therefore, did everything to favor Clinton to win against Sanders, who was a grassroots candidate. And Clinton won against Sanders. So not only Clinton deliberately broke multiple serious federal laws, when the Congress of the United States that represented we the people subpoenaed her, which ordered her to, let me see your emails you had at your home. They found out, hey, you have a server at your home. They asked to see those emails. She had them all destroyed with hammers and bleach bit and all kinds of stuff. She had like 13 different devices. She got emails from all over the world, completely unsecure. That is obstruction of justice. That's violating congressional subpoenas. That's all jailable. You should go to prison for that. Anybody else would go to prison for that. There's laws written for that. But all the existing laws were ignored by the Federal Bureau of Investigations, their deep state top management, headed by Comey. They were ignored by the entire U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers, headed by Loretta Lynch, the head of that deep state entity. And they just poo-pooed it, covered up, and said, oh, well, gee, it was not intentional, and no reasonable prosecutor could be able to prove this case, which is utter just nonsense. They do not enforce existing laws on the books against one of their buddies, Hillary Clinton. And at the same time, they start this phony, baseless Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax that Trump is an agent of the Russians. And, you know, he got the WikiLeaks exposed the emails of Clinton associate campaign manager that showed how corrupt the Clinton campaign was, how dirty they are. WikiLeaks got that and exposed it. That, oh, Donald Trump got it from WikiLeaks to expose it against Hillary. First of all, that was free press thing we should have all known about the corruption of these people. WikiLeaks is basically a newspaper reporter, you could say, news source. Number two, it came out that Seth Rich was he was a computer guy within a Democratic National Committee. He's a computer guy. He was a Sanders supporter. He got to WikiLeaks, and he got killed, by the way, 4 o'clock in the morning, and his wallet was not stolen by the thieves. He did it. But they tried to connect all to Trump. And they attacked Donald Trump and spied on him illegally when he was a candidate for president. And even now as a president for 2 years plus, it's still going on. Imagine that, folks. How did they have the gall, the chutzpah, to go after the president of the United States still? Because the U.S. Department of Injustice, deep state, FBI, IRS, CIA, NSA, these guys are the five heads of the beast of the satanic system that's been imposed on the American people, enslaving us and controlling us. They've done it to American people for decades. I just showed you. Since World War II, that the income tax withholding started, it's all been a fraud. They forced employers to force you to fill out a W-4 form, steal money out of your paycheck, and now you have to file a 1040 income tax confession form to get a little bit of that money back. They don't prosecute each other for all the crimes. In America, we need a peaceful revolution against these crooks and criminals who have taken over our government. And you are a key part of this peaceful revolution, folks. You just were exposed to the truth. Seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And here it is for yourself to read from the government's own website, House of Representatives website, U.S. Supreme Court unanimous decision. Now, folks, another problem we have is we don't have funding. But government doesn't support Freedom Law School. Why should they? I'm their enemy of the corrupt people in government. Okay? They don't support me. They're against me. IRS about 9-10 years ago told me at that time they had about 8,000 pages of files on me. 8,000 pages, folks, on me. That was about 9-10 years ago. It took them a year and a half to try to filter through that and not give me anything that I could potentially use against them. Really, a year and a half. And they gave me 1,000 pages of it. Even much of that was whited out and blacked out. Okay, because I used the dirt in their stuff against them. I've done it before. So, folks, we don't have any corporate sponsors. The big banks and corporations are on bid with the government. They work together. They own the government. The big banks and corporations, they pay the politicians. There's a rolling revolving door between the people and big corporations go work for government and come back. Right? All the people, most U.S. Treasury officials in America, the head of them, have been from Goldman Sachs, for example. In the Food and Drug Administration, they work for Monsanto, other big agriculture or big drug companies like Merck. Yeah, they're all in bed together. Folks, to get this truth information out, folks, your only source of support. That's right, you. You. The average American, folks, who get this information out. And I want to get this stuff out, folks, to the American people, which I believe if they know the truth, we can get our country back, get our government back. So I would like to suggest you can send a donation to Freedom Law School, but you don't have to do that. The best thing you could do, go to our website and look at our course packages, folks. Let me just give you that. Don't go off. Okay, some people say, okay, well, you give me a sales pitch. Folks, look, do you work for a living, right? You get paid for your time, right? Well, guess what? This stuff takes time to research. It ain't come for free. Okay, I spent 25 years plus researching this stuff, folks. This wouldn't take me overnight. It takes a lot of years of research to put this stuff together in an easy to understand the way for you and solutions for you, folks, okay? So this is not a sales pitch, folks. This is a call for support. If you don't like this, you know, folks, find somebody else that, you know, can do it for free. But you got to support the cause somehow. Somebody got to support us. And that only leaves you. So in any small way you can support us, it's your choice. Don't get anything if you don't want to. Fine? Okay? Don't get nothing. Contribute nothing if you don't want to. Okay? But if you believe in the cause, you want to be part of the answer, I have solutions to help you, have you win, as well as Freedom Law School win, to keep this information out to American people. Under course packages, folks, click on that. There's the choices out there, folks. Under course packages, double click on that. It'll come up. Okay? We have many options, folks, Freedom Law School. From the Royal Freedom Package, top of the line, different packages, to our level one course called A Practical Road to Freedom, to one-on-one private consultation, folks. I've done this stuff since 1992, for 27 years now. If IRS is harassing you, a state tax agency, I can help you, folks. I really know this stuff very well, how to beat these guys. Okay? So by helping you, you help Freedom Law School and help this effort to educate and empower the American people to be free. Our courses, folks, are bar none the best out there. Our Freedom Packages, folks, are bar none. There's nothing like it, folks. I can write a letter, responses for you, handle any situation you got the IRS, folks. I don't care how complex it is, filer or non-filer. Yes, I help filers too, by the way, because, you know, filers get messed up and hurt by the IRS far more often and more easily than non-filers. I will cover that in another future edition of the Freedom Hour. Our founders go to jail a lot more than non-founders. Our ministry a lot more than the non-founders, people that don't file. And they have less defenses available, the filers. I'll cover all that for you folks in the future editions of the Freedom Hour. But for right now, just, you know, I'm here to help anybody and everybody. Although I believe, hey, everybody who takes the time, verify this for themselves, you should stop filing and paying income tax because you have no duty under the law, the Constitution, or morality to pay for your own destruction. None. There is no such thing. It's just the government-made IRS and the crooked-made edict. You know, they say, you cannot challenge the constitutionality or morality of laws. You know, well, wait a minute. You tell me that the bunch of crooks and criminals like IRS management, U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers, and double crooked judges are ignoring the law, the Constitution. They're stepping on it, destroying it, enslaving the American people. Oh, we're supposed to continue to contribute to this, our own destruction? That's what I tell you, folks. Get ready. But let me tell you something. Bottom line is, you and I, the American people, we have the power. The founding fathers of America, Jefferson, Washington, Franklin, these guys paid a heck of a price with their blood and their lives and their compatriots to get our freedoms back. And we have a right to have another bloody second revolution if we need to under the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. We have that right, guaranteed. The founding fathers of America guaranteed that mission by putting the Second Amendment in there, right to keep and bear arms, is to make sure we have a right to revolt against the crooks and criminals that someday may take over U.S. government like they have done today. However, keep your powders dry, folks. It is not time to use the Second Amendment. We have to use the First Amendment. That's why the Founding Fathers, in the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, misnamed the Bill of Rights. They put the First Amendment before the Second Amendment. First Amendment guarantees your right to free speech, to talk about this, like I'm sharing this information with you right now. Right to associate with each other, like I'm doing right now, folks. You are associating with me, I'm associating with you on the Freedom Hour. We also have right to assemble. We are gathering, you could say, right now on this Freedom Hour together to share this information. We have a right to that, folks. And I have a right to publish this information on Freedom Law's website, and so do you. You have the right to spread this information by emailing it to your friends, this Freedom Hour edition. Put it on your Facebook page. Share it with others that you like, co-workers, friends, company you work for, whoever. And the result of all that is, all this to get all this free press and all that I just shared, is so we can go to Congress for a redress of our grievances, go to the government, and we have to beef with them. We have a right to demand that they look at all this and straighten it out. You should write to your congressman about the scam and ask and demand that they stop this thievery. Now, to do that, folks, okay, I'll go to livefreenow.org, our website, go under Education Materials tab, and go down under Education Materials tab, okay, of livefreenow.org. Okay, let's go do that, folks. And we're going to go down to how to stop income tax withholding. Click on that how to stop income tax withholding link. And that'll take you to a page which I show you to how to write to your congressman, all your two U.S. senators and your House member, and ask them to stop the IRS deep state and the Department of Injustice deep state to stop the stealing of your money and that of the American people. You and American people. So it's all here. I'll cover this another time in more detail. Sample errors are here for free for all of you to use, folks. Again, you must attach a copy of laws that I give you here. It's very important you do that, okay? Very, very important. Sample errors to Congressman right here, right? Links to all the cited laws you can print and attach to a letter to Congress. Supreme Court case of Gould versus Gould, right there. And then you write to your company you work for, your employer, and demand that they follow the law as written by Congress. Ignore the deep state of the IRS and the Department of Injustice Management. Follow the law as written by Congress. We have a government of, by, and for, with the people. We didn't elect those people in the IRS. We didn't elect those people in the Department of Injustice. We elected people in Congress to represent us. They're in charge. They represent the American people. Okay? And haven't stopped withholding from your paycheck. So it's all there on this page, folks. You can do it. Folks, watch these videos down here on this page. These videos are critical. Critical that you watch. Joel Bannister, former IRS special agent of the IRS, who confronted the IRS about income tax fraud. He was on C-SPAN 2 with other experts debating the government in D.C. about income tax fraud, but the government did not show up. Now, one IRS employee or a government lawyer was sent to debate these guys on national TV. Not one back in 1999, 20 years ago. Okay? All the story, Winning People Foundation, how they did all this historic stuff you need to follow right here is here for you. You can start with American Freedom of Fascism, great documentary to introduce you to this thing. That's a great way to go. That's the bottom of this page, American Freedom of Fascism, and then go to Joel Bannister, and then go down or, you know, anything you like. Okay, you go down. You need to educate yourself. In your car, put that smartphone on some device to hold it. Let it play. Stuck in traffic, great. Traffic jams are your friend now. Watch or listen to stuff as you drive. You don't have to watch through it. You can just listen to it as you drive safely to work or shopping or whatever you're doing. Okay? Now, if you go back to Freedom Law School's if you want Freedom Law School to do it for you, do it right for you. Missions are probably done. All the work, that could be done. If you go under course packages of Freedom Law School, folks, double-click on that. You'll see that the Royal Freedom Package, Simple Freedom Package, Beginner's Freedom Package, all these three include these letters to your congressman to free yourself of the slavery that's been imposed on you. So, folks, they're there. Check them out. More details. Let's go to your questions, folks. If you had a question, again, the call number, folks, is 657-383-1755. Okay? If you have a question, press 1 on your telephone keypad. That lets me know you have a question. So let's go to our callers, see who we got tonight. Lynn, let's see who's got a question tonight. And, folks, we'll end the Freedom Hour when all your questions are answered. So be patient, because sometimes I have a lot of people with questions. Sometimes it's a lot quicker. It just depends how the flow goes. But when you want to ask your question, folks, remember these things. Protect your privacy, but only give me your first name. Because the IRS spies on me on a regular basis, and my students, like you perhaps. I don't want them to know who you are. I want you to maintain your privacy. Give me your first name only, or give me your pseudonym if you want. I don't care. I just want to help you answer your question and be able to call you something. Next, I'd like to know if you have our free Freedom Education Package. You see, folks, if you go to the front page of Freedom Law School, okay, there you can sign up and get here a free Freedom Education Package mailed to you, and you get our emails about these Freedom Hour or other things emailed to you as well. So here it is. You sign up for your free, okay, education package. You want to sign up right here and below, okay, and you're going to get the emails, updates sent to you, education to you, okay. So do that. Let me know if you got that package. And then your question that you have on your mind. So, Lindy, who do you have for our first call for a question? We have no questions? Okay, folks, if you have any questions, we do, okay. We'll end the call. Okay. So, let's see. We have a little technical issues, folks. Looks like we're hanging in there. Let's see what's going on. And by the way, folks, There's going to be a trial coming up in the West Coast. You're going to want to see. You know, I'm going to let you guys know about that as time gets closer for sure, but things might get delayed. But you're going to want to be there and watch. You're going to put the government on trial about these things, basically, practically. But just stay tuned. There's a lot of interesting news coming up, developments. Okay. So let's see. Who's the name of our first caller we have tonight? From what area code we have the caller? Okay. Let's see what we got here. Okay, goes, folks. Give me a minute, folks. We have a little challenge here with our system here. With a few of them question. Okay. Okay. Let's see. The number one caller has come from someone who's got a blocked number. Okay, that's fine. No problem. Call it from there. You've got your set number blocked. We don't see what your number is. That's fine. Go to you. It's your first name, my friend. What's your name? The person with the question.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, hi. This is Tony.
Hey, Tony. You have our free education package?
Hey. Yeah, I have your package.
Okay, Tony. What's on your mind?
I got a couple questions. One, first off, you mentioned earlier in the year, telecast that there was a site where you can get Supreme Court rulings, phyla.com, I believe it was.
Yes.
I was looking for it. I didn't find it. So before I forget, I wanted to ask you about that.
Look at my on our broadcast right now. I got gold versus gold. It's the website is caselaw.phyla.com. Okay, that's the link you want to go to. That's the fine law.
Okay.
Below that, you see supreme.justia.com. Okay? That's the other website you want to go to. Okay? So either one of these are two of the most common ones that I know out there. There's another one called Quimby that I recently came across. I guess has that too. You know, but the best thing to do is just type the name of the Supreme Court case. Type it up. Gold v. Gold, for example. Type it in. It'll come up. Okay?
Well, I just thought it'd be a good resource to try to find court cases on certain subjects, you know, Supreme Court rulings, rather than if you don't know the case name per se. But
look, this is,
but I'll check
this
that out
is not, I, you know, you say research Supreme Court case, that's a very vague term. You know, what are you looking for? You got to know what you're looking for first to find it. You know, otherwise, there's, gosh, thousands of Supreme Court cases since 1791. How many? You're going to read them page by page, all of them? It takes too many page time. You can't do that. You
well,
got to
no,
look
I mean,
for something
by
specific.
Subject. By you subject know, and okay. Find out what case you do.
Then you have to look at certain law books, okay, that have cases by things like that. There's Amjur, for example, American Jurisprudence, you know, that has that. Words and Phrases. There has that. The legal research tools available, but you got to pay for those things at the law library, or go to physical law library, or pay Westlaw or LexisNexis to you know get those things. You know, get a service to get those things. So to find specific research areas, generally you have to pay for those things or go to a law library.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, I have a question on one of your courses, but before that, I wanted to ask you about self-employment tax.
Self-employment tax will be covered another time in more detail. I'm going to talk about the social security tax fraud. I'll be talking about that issue in more detail. It's not going to be subject of the upcoming episodes of the Freedom Hour. So let's leave that for
okay,
that.
Yeah,
I don't want to get to that. Mm-hmm.
I was following along with you in the 26 USC, and I kind of scrolled down to the self-employment tax, and it just kind of said any taxable income, you know, net income from, you know, self-employment gains or whatever. So I've kind of been falling more in that classic case and then, you know, withholding myself. So I was kind of wanted to ask about that. But
well,
let's take it up another time, that's okay.
Yeah, just hang in there, my friend. That's going to be a whole different topic. I got to take the time. Look, such a simple topic, by the time we get into it, takes close to an hour to really break it down in a simple, understandable way. That one, you know, it's going to take a little time too, but I'll cover that in that time for you, my friend. Please be patient, Tony, okay? Anything else on your mind tonight?
Okay.
before I get to the next caller?
Yeah, the other question was I called in a little earlier today regarding a course you used to offer, and your assistant was saying that she wasn't familiar with that, to call in on the line and ask you about it. That was your Scott Banks Mortgage Fraud SVMF course. It says here, I have your old blog copy, just from our 2011 Freedom Conference. Can't seem to find that course anywhere.
Right. Well, I did a course on bank mortgage fraud. The banks were, destroying, losing the notes. That shows your obligation to pay the bank. And that in the Great Depression years, starting in 2008-09, people started challenging the banks. The banks practically owned the U.S. government. They're the most powerful entities because they make the money in America. The money's made in America by the private big banks. Chase, Bank of America, Citibank, Wells Fargo, and now Goldman Sachs. They actually create most of the money in America out of thin air. They own the New York Federal Reserve, which is the head of the beast, privately owned entity. So for me, challenging them was like challenging the government, because they actually are the force behind the government. So we did that for a while, but it was just a combination of people, when they come to you to help. And I work with some attorneys, by the way, in this area that were interested. We research together. And I want to give people the overview of the subject. And I did that, but it just that by the time people will challenge these mortgages, it was just sometimes too late. People usually have those problems, or usually too broke to pay for anybody to help them. So unfortunately, in the chicken and egg situation, and the courts are too crooked, too biased for the banks to let you in easily on those. So, but that days are over right now. There's not as many foreclosures as it was back then. So I'm not really focusing on that anymore. That's why.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm actually one of the holdouts from that time period that they haven't, succeeded against. We're kind of going at battle again. So that information would be really helpful for me because they weren't successful in the past. But unfortunately, the statute hasn't run. I guess that they just filed within the whatever it was, that is still ongoing. So now that they're all done with that, they're coming back after me since I fought them off back then. The problem where I'm at is there's just not enough lawyers. There's just a very handful few of that, and the couple that there are kind of like just want to milk the customers and not really fight for them. So I'm kind of on my own.
Right, right. What state do you live in?
Yeah, I'm in the islands here, Hawaii.
Hawaii. Yeah. Another part of the problem is you have to find a lawyer from your state. I know lawyers from.
Well, not only that, you got to find them from your neighborhood because they don't like to travel much. And my neighborhood's pretty small, so.
Right, right.
So, yeah. So finding a lawyer who's, one, competent, and two, willing to actually do anything rather than being, how can I say, overcharging and under-delivering, it's just been insurmountable. So it looks like I'm going to be on my own. So I remember I saved your course information. I stumbled across it, and I thought, it looks like it'd be good to pick up. But I don't see it on the site where you previously had it.
Hold on. Tony, hold on. Another problem is that I told everybody, look, America is not a country. It's 50 countries, 50 states, all have their own laws. And most everything I taught was about California, which I was familiar with. I don't know Rhode Island. I don't know Wisconsin or Delaware or Hawaii or Alaska. So you have to research those laws. Somebody got to be from your state that understands your state laws. That's the problem. There's no way I could do a one-size.
That's the problem. But the mortgage fraud issue with Wall Street is kind of broad as far as the big corporations, big banks and whatnot. So that part is pretty much universal across the country. State laws vary from state to state.
Tony, but you got to know the state law, the state code section of Hawaii, the court fees of Hawaii. Okay, that's the problem. I don't know Hawaii law, nor anyone that wants Rhode Island law. Okay? Listen, I got to get to the subject at hand. I don't want to digress on that subject too much. We already digressed a lot. Any other question? Because I got other call people with questions, my friend. Any other questions?
No, this course is totally not available anymore. Any way of getting it still? Or no.
Not available. No, it's not.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks for calling. Right. I appreciate that. Okay, we have, I think, another caller from us. Yeah, I think we have a caller from area code, another unnumbered person, right? We got, some area code 502 is the next caller we have. Okay, call from area code 502. What is your first name, my friend?
Joel.
Joel, do you have a free education package?
Yeah.
Very good.
Well,
what's on your mind, Joel?
Yeah, I'm new, so I just was looking through the package that you sent me this week. So, anyways, I filed my taxes last fall when I filed an extension, and then I realized, you know, how you taught that you shouldn't file, you know, your tax return because you're, you know, volunteering. Anyways, they sent me a letter in December that said that they wanted me to confirm my identity before they could process my tax return. And if they didn't hear from me within 30 days, now, does that mean that that tax return is no longer valid?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I'll
have
to see that letter
from
the IRS.
Doing that?
No. I've not heard about that.
I wish I had it in front of me, but I'm traveling, so I'm not at home. But they actually sent me a letter asking me to confirm my identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do it. So what? My question to you is, does that void my tax return like I never filed it?
It may, if that's up to them. They're the ones that are challenging whether that was really you who signed that 1040 income tax confession form. They're the ones that ultimately will judge that and will decide to ignore it or accept it. I don't know what they're going to do. That's a good question.
So we'll just wait until, just don't do anything until I hear from them?
Yep. Just wait. Okay. Hurry up and wait, basically.
Hurry up and wait. Well, I'm going to join your program. Like I said, I just looked through the material this week. So, you know, I'm fairly new to it. But, you know, I like everything, you know, that I've heard.
Thank you. Well, you're going to get unlimited consultation with either simple or Royal Affiliate Package program. So we're going to see a letter that you're going to get that to me. I'll review that with you a little bit more. But basically, without even seeing the letter, the main thing is, in that situation, really, it's just sometimes you just wait and see if the IRS, will they do anything. Remember, the IRS has been losing employees. In the last few years, from about 100,000 employees, they're down to 75,000. That's a big cut, okay? And a lot of the people are retiring, okay? And also, this 35-day government shutdown put the IRS really behind in the work. You know, the 35 days, they have to catch up with the work that just, you know, added up. So they complain they don't have enough resources to go after everybody. It's gotten worse. Good for us. Okay. So sometimes it's just doing nothing, you know, it's the best thing to do. So you don't always want to be proactive necessarily, do something. Sometimes it's just better to be cool and lay low and see what happens. It just depends. Not always the same answer. Okay?
Okay. That sounds great. Well, I appreciate your time and look forward to doing business with you.
Likewise, Joseph. Good to hear from you, my friend. Let's go out to our next person with a question. If anybody's got any more questions? Okay. Well, folks, looks like we're done. I want to thank you all for taking the time to watch this and subscribe to the Freedom Law School channel, folks. Tell other people about it, folks. We get it out there. You know, we're up to, 15,000 subscribers roughly right now. So we're going to get the truth out, folks. The truth is the most fun thing. And it empowers you. It frees you. You get the confidence that you know what you're talking about. You know, you get the law on your side, you know, and you know you're in the right place, the right thing. Folks, take a stand for the right thing. You know, there's a famous saying that says, for evil to conquer, good men need to do. If after watching all this, folks, you do nothing, you basically allow the evil to continue to win. So what are you going to do about this? You. For me, when I heard about it back in 1992, I started educating myself. I said, whoa, this is amazing. I got to go look into it, find out more. one. Then I start telling other people about it. That's how I started when I was 29 years old, folks. So I invite you to do something, anything positive. Get this information out to your family members, friends, coworkers, Facebook page, your YouTube channel. Put it out there. And join hands with other freedom-minded, patriotic, truth-seeking Americans like yourself through Freedom Law School. Let's band together. We're much more powerful. Not alone, but together, much more powerful to take action and win, protect each other, and act more in unison to have you be free now, have America be free once again. Thank you for listening. I'll be back with you again next Thursday evening. Good night.